Track 7, More News Stories. Ancient Well in New Community Pageant. The spirit of a medieval saint will be evoked in a new community ritual for Dartmoor, which aims to reconnect people with water and the land. St. Gudula's Well in Ashburton, an ancient holy well, will be the focus of the ceremony to honour water as the source of all life and celebrate the start of summer. Gudula's Gathering has been conceived by events curator and writer Kirstine McNish and Helen Bruce of the Dartmoor Preservation Association as the closing event for the Dartmoor Tours Festival. It will incorporate a community procession and a well dressing and a parade led by St. Gudula, ancient patroness of the well, and the three river spirits, Avon, Dart and Teen. The event is free and people will be encouraged to adorn themselves with greenery and flowers and bring posies to offer to the well. The idea came about because festival organisers Alex Murdin and Sophie Pierce wanted to create a new community event which drew on ancient and local places and customs. Alex said, "Gudula's Well has been known for centuries as a place for healing, particularly of the eyes. There's also an ancient cross standing by it. That was our starting point, and then we thought about well dressing, which is a traditional May custom in England, and the idea of bringing in the May, celebrating the start of summer." Kirstine McNish said, "St. Gudula's Well is a quiet place of care, reflection, and pilgrimage. We hope that by breathing life back into the ghost of St. Gudula and summoning up the spirits of the rivers Avon, Dart and Teen, we can celebrate the connection between people and place and encourage protection of rivers in both Dartmoor and indeed everywhere. St. Gudula is said to be the patron saint of the blind and traditionally carries a lantern bringing light to the darkness. The new community ritual will be the closing event at the Dartmoor Tours Festival, whose lead partner is the Dartmoor Preservation Association, which has been working to keep Dartmoor wild and free for over a century. Music for the procession has been specially created by musician and renowned composer Mike McInerney. The ceremony will take place on Sunday, May the 3rd at 4 p.m. outside Ashburton Arts Centre. From there, participants will walk in a procession to St. Gudula's Well via the back alleyways of the town. Once at the well, there will be a ceremony followed by the dressing of the well with flowers. After the procession, we'll return to the sound of music and drums back to the Arts Centre, celebrating joy at the start of summer.
Petition opposes bid for new housing. A petition against a proposed housing development in Ipplepen has been submitted to planners. The petition, submitted to Teignbridge Council, voices opposition to Ipplepen LVA LLP and Little Bradley Farm Southwest Limited's plans for up to 120 homes at Blackstone Cross. The application was submitted in February, with Teignbridge Council expected to make a decision by the 20th of May. However, planning officers are still mulling over documents and submissions, including objections from nearby residents. Objections cited concerns regarding flood risk, infrastructure capacity, highway safety, environmental protection, landscape impact, biodiversity, and the preservation of the village's rural character. The proposed development, a mix of 1, 2, 3, and 4 bedroom properties, as well as 6 custom-built properties, would include 36 affordable homes, the design and access statement says. The application also includes provision for public open space, ecological buffers, sustainable drainage systems and other ancillary works. A new focal space around the retained tree at the centre of the scheme, creating a space for residents to gather, with links to the existing village and bus stops.
New name plaque for Historic Corner. A smart new name plaque has been added to a much-loved and historic corner of Bovey Tracy. St Mary's Well sits towards the top of the town, and although water stopped flowing into the ancient stone trough many years ago, the spot has become a popular place to take a seat and watch the world go by. It is built into the garden wall of a house adjacent to the parish church, which is now dedicated to St Peter, St Paul and St Thomas, but previously to St Mary. Folklore has it that a traveller, possibly St Mary herself, was so grateful for the food and shelter offered by the parish priest and his wife that she bestowed good fortune on them for generations to come. She also turned the well's frogs golden-coloured. Its traditional bus stop sign and red letterbox are complemented by attractive flowerbeds tended by members of the town's garden club. A previous chairman of the club, Julia Mooney, was told the spot would look even better with a nameplate, so she set about securing materials and practical help. The slate was donated by local suppliers Kenmart, and the frame in which it now sits created by volunteers at the Bovey Community Workshop, known as the Bovey Shed. Julia covered all the costs herself as a gift to the community. She explained, "At one of our meetings for Bovey in Bloom, a judge suggested that we should have a name plaque, so I looked into it. That was 2 years ago, but we couldn't put it on the wall itself because it's listed and its ownership is unclear. But it looks very good in the spot we've chosen." Current Garden Club Chairman Sue Nichols said, "We look after the garden because it's a prominent area, especially with a bus stop, and whenever I come to look after it, people stop and say how lovely it is." Bovey Shed founder Simon Carter accepted the challenge of creating the plaque's frame and tasked fellow volunteer Steve Ware with the job of making it. It was virtually the day Steve joined, and he just took it on and ran with it. "We're really, really impressed," he said. Other work carried out by shed volunteers at the well has included reinforcing the bench and fitting new feet. Mayor of Bovey Tracy, Councillor Sheila Brooke, said, "I'm thrilled. It's a really real community effort, which is brilliant and so typical of Bovey Tracy. All these volunteers looking after the town. Without them, we'd have none of these lovely things." The next big date in the Garden Club's calendar is the Spring Flower Show at the Methodist Hall, Le Mollet Littré Way, on Saturday, April 11th.